consistent. Now the parts in like work orders, you know, if something broke and they sent me one, because if you notice on the DMV ones, I have to sign those too. And it's good. And you know, sometimes you know, you guys are you commissioners are busy, and I need to have something signed right now, so I just like to know how you want me to work with that.
Well, the annual agreements, my thought is, to put out there, the annual agreements that we know like this ahead, we have them. We can look them like at the end, and
We can approve those, and then and we can sign those.
So when they come in,
as far as the stuff that pops up, like the HVAC system damaged because of the storm, I mean, did they come in and fix it that day?
No, they had to order, actually.
So I mean, we already have a contract with them. I don't know why they couldn't wait until the next meeting date, which is at least once a week, if not more, and we've done emergency meetings. I mean, so there's, I don't think that there's a need for you to sign that without us. I think it needs to be brought before us and us sign it, us vote on it and sign it. Simply because, again, for your protection. I don't think you want to be signing stuff for $15,000.
What I remember Nikki saying was that if it was going to have to go through, does Frank go through these then?
Frank has previously went through, I think, the Simplex and Zeissen Group, and, you know, all the ones that I think I have every year, she has sent for him to read.
Okay. Now, Nikki is off today, but what I remember her saying was that if in the past that Renee signed him and she sent him on to Frank,
mm-hmm.
and if Renee was going to have wait and have the commission sign them, and then she was going to have them quicker than because some of them were time
right.
sensitive.
Well, but like there was one that was, I believe emailed. There was about a 14-day period when it was emailed to an individual, and then it was reminded to them, hey, this still needs to be signed, and then a day later it was finally sent up to us. So there's always time, I guess is what I'm getting at. And then, like you said, if it's something that we should already know about.
Yeah, I can get those way ahead of time. And here's what I was wondering if you would want me to do. Every year I know exactly the ones that I'm going to have. Can we just do this all at one time and you guys can sign all the ones that I know that I'm going to have?
We need to have the ones that actually sign the contracts or the proposals or the whatever it is. So,
okay.
And typically we go out for a bid on them regardless, do we not? Sometimes it's just an extension of the contract, like, hey, we have the ability to renew it for an extra year or for an extra 2 years or whatever.
Right.
So, but yeah, I think it needs to be, there should be enough knowledge ahead of time to be able to present it to us. And then also, how do we, is there checks and balances to make sure and assure that the work's actually being done?
Yes.
Okay. So is that something that we... Is it presented to us? Is it something that you sign? Is it something that Scott signs?
No, usually there's nothing to sign. And Scott's usually the one that's with them.
Okay.
But they never give us anything to sign. They might give us, the only thing they might give us to sign is like the actual work that they've done. You know,
that's
that
what
they
I mean.
Mm-hmm.
So we
right.
have proof that, hey,
right.
we've done the work. We have somebody that signs it and verifies it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that was just our concern, is mainly protection for you. If you guys could give me this chair that lowers automatically.
Okay, so the way that it stands right now, I won't sign anything then.
Well, I mean, you know, there's certain purchases that, Randy, how do you guys handle whenever, there's certain things you guys sign for without coming to the commission.
Most of the time, if it's over the bid limit, we usually will try to find a cooperative purchasing if that's possible, or we're going to come to you and put it out the bid. We please give me a heads up.
Right.
But now if there's some emergency, we try to contact you directly and give you a heads up.
So, I mean, like, how much is the I know you guys had to go buy some paint to repair some chips around an elevator over in the new judicial.
Oh, yeah. See, that's not very
That's what
much.
I mean. You don't need to come over and have us.
Right, right.
Go buy the paint and fix it.
Right. And I'm talking mainly about the big parts.
I think we probably need to be made aware of it. Okay. Which you do. I mean, I'm not saying you don't. You do make us aware of it, but I think it probably needs to be presented to us in an open meeting. And especially if it's over the $4,500 bid limit.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Most of the things that I have does not add up to the $4,500, or they're either on that NJPA contract or they're on the state contract.
Okay.
So, like Simplex and, Simplex and Fabic are on a contract.
To do the
right.
Well, so what we probably need to do is we probably need to have her just present it to us. Maybe, hey, this is what's coming up this month or next month, and then that way it's in the record. We know about it. We can vote on it if we need to. In an emergency situation like the air conditioners and stuff, I think we need to vote on, or at least again make sure we're knowledgeable of it.
Okay. Would you, how would you like me to contact you? Email okay? Or a phone call?
With what now?
With, you know, if I have something come up that I need to get an answer or let you know that this is going on.
I'd still go through Nikki and then she contacts
okay.
us.
Okay.
But as far as, and I guess we can still just tell Nikki, hey, put it on the agenda and
okay.
we can go through on the agenda. I don't think any of us want to impede anything, but we need to make sure that we're all open and everybody knows that.
Right. And I agree.
So, but yeah, like the maintenance agreements, because we vote on those, we have contracts with all those maintenance agreements. So those we're aware of. But whenever it actually comes to signing them, every other agreement that we have a contract with, the actual agreement, it was brought back to us, and then we sign it.
And if you got an emergency situation, you contact Nikki. We can post it in 24 hours, and we can always do a call-in.
We can do a call-in.
Call in, or
we can have an emergency session, right? And we've done that for certain
sure.
issues.
Sure. Okay. We can get it addressed immediately.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's tools that we have to be able to do it. We just need to make sure we're...
Okay, so... I just want you to be aware of the three that I have to, you know, get signed. So I'll wait for Nikki to come back.
Well, so the three is one you said was the...
It's Argyle.
Argyle. How much
the
is
panic
that?
Button. And ThyssenKrupp.
How much is the Argyle?
The Argyle one is, let's see, is $175.
Yeah. $175. We got to have it. No, you don't have to let us know.
Okay, all right.
In my opinion, Mike.
Yeah, I'd say go ahead.
Okay. And
that's a general maintenance thing.
Okay, and then, the same with the elevator. They've got
a Thyssen. Now, that's a contract we have with them.
Yes, and, this is actually going to be something else. They've actually come up with a... they have something that they can put in our elevators over in the judicial... That if lightning hits it, that they'll still work. That the elevators was not hooked up to the generators. I don't know why, but they weren't. So, this has got a little more.
Is it something we asked for?
No, they just sent us this.
Okay, then that's something that, needs, in my opinion, needs to be brought to us so that we can discuss it to see if it's something we need.
Okay, and it's not. Let me. It's not that much. It's $647, so.
So do we want to hook up the elevators to the emergency generator?
Well, that's not really a maintenance agreement. That's something that they're trying to sell us.
Right. Yeah, and it won't be hooked up to, it's going to be something that'll be like a battery backup. it'll work off the battery backup that we have.
With all those flights of stairs that we have.
Yeah, and make sure nobody gets stuck in the elevator.
What was the third one?
Simplex, and it's just what this is where our annual fire extinguishers are due, and it's just an agreement. Yeah.
So we have a contract with Simplex.
Mm-hmm.
On those types of agreements.
One thing I'd like to add on some of your agreements, like the one you have for HVAC systems.
Right.
Could we include road and bridge and the courthouse as far as the maintenance, the upkeep, or even possibly like our new construction? Because we weren't included in some of the wording. I know it covers courthouse, but it would help us.
That has nothing to do with our maintenance agreements, but you can probably talk to Ron Erickson about making sure that's part of the bid.
Right. I mean, that was something I was wanting to go over with Ron to make sure, because that would have simplified one operation out there as far as Mount Branson.
Yeah, because I think what happened was I think that the only thing that they put on there was the building across from us.
Right.
And it should have been all of it, you know.
We need the maintenance buildings included with that, so they're good.
Anything else?
I don't think so. I don't have it.
So, was it decided that she goes ahead and signs the regular ones we told up front?
I think it's still a little vague.
Oh, is it?
Well, so the one Argyle is $175, but that's not a maintenance agreement.
It's a work proposal.
It's a work
proposal. Yeah.
It's we need to fix it.
Yeah, look at me. I wondered on that why, I mean, I thought if that was in my department, I would just do a purchase
just
order
fix
and fix it. And then
right.
The thing from the elevator company is not part of a maintenance agreement. They're trying to sell us in addition to something. I'm not against it, but I'm just saying it's not part of a maintenance agreement. The only thing that would be the Simplex, and that's our fire extinguishers. And that we do have a maintenance agreement with, right? We went out to bid, contracted it. Do we not sign the contract then?
All they send me is like a work proposal.
Okay. Whenever we have the agreement with, well, Nikki's not here, but whenever we award the bid, then we always have an agreement after that, which is the contract. So there shouldn't be anything else to sign, I guess, is what I'm getting at.
Okay, that wasn't a bid.
What is it?
It's Simplex is the statewide contract. And
So it was purchased off of a statewide contract.
And
so we should have a contract with them.
We never have.
I don't think we're statewide. We do we?
And it's also that NJPA, they're both, so...
But we still have to have a contract with them or an agreement with them in order to pay them. We can't pay them if there's no contract.
So what do they send when they send it for the bill?
They usually send... I'll put in your box and let you see it, so...
I guess that's what I'm saying is the agreement or the contract or the whatever should already be signed. The bill can then be signed by you as the department.
Thank you.
No, as the department head or as the manager, and then. So the agreement's already signed. I guess that's what I'm. Like Sheila asked, what are they sending you? Are they sending you a bill or are they sending you an agreement?
When you go online, you're getting off that.
Yeah, okay. They send me, they'll email me a work proposal, and then I sign it and then send it back to them.
The work proposal.
Mm-hmm. Work proposal. So you just send one every year. So we.
Yes.
So you're doing it off of.
Yes.
In it's my just opinion, that all needs to go through Ron Erickson.
Okay.
He is a purchasing agent.
Okay.
So that goes through Ron Erickson. He presents the contract or whatever to us. We sign it. Now we are in an agreement or contract or whatever with that company to provide that service. Whenever we get the bill, that bill goes through your department. You sign that bill, and then it's. Then we approve that payment whenever we approve accounts payable.
Okay.
I, I,